This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. The warrior's with you, your conservative warrior, your capitalist warrior, your middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, military warrior, for the standpoint that I love the military. And so a very dark day today, very sad day in America's history. Twin attacks on the Kabul airport. And we've got a lot of soldiers down for the count, and many more injured. I haven't heard the injury count. I've only heard the death count. I don't even know what the injury count is. But there's now 13 U.S. service members dead. 12 Marines and one Navy medic, to my knowledge, is the count. And, of course, tonight there are 13 sets of parents waiting to get bad news, horrible news, news that will dramatically change their lives forevermore. And over the next 24 hours... they're waiting for that car to pull up, right, with the chaplain and some sort of sergeant who delivers the news. Black car with a military insignia on the outside. What a horrible moment. What an incredible life-changing moment. And 13 families are going to have that. And how many more will have it? How many more are about to be killed? How many more are about to be kidnapped? How many American citizens are about to be left behind? And what's going to happen to them? Will they be murdered? Will they be kidnapped? And held for ransom? What's going to happen to all these people? I mean, this is the most embarrassing, horrendous, incompetent in that moment in America's military history. I remember when the helicopters broke in the desert under Jimmy Carter, trying to rescue the hostages, and the helicopters all broke in the desert. That was emblematic of the entire Carter administration. But this is a whole new level, a whole new level. And believe me when I tell you, the 13 military members dead, as horrible as it is just a small little pinprick, of what's about to come. Because there are thousands of American citizens. I don't know if any more soldiers will get killed, but there are thousands of civilians on the ground that are American citizens. Some of them dual Afghani American citizens. And they're trying to get out, and they can't get out. And now President Biden, in his infinite wisdom, that's a funny thing to say, has actually handed the list of who they were needing to get to the airport. Americans and friends of America who need to get to the airport, here's the list. Please let them in, Mr. Taliban security guards. And they handed that list to the Taliban. Now, you don't think the Taliban handed that list to ISIS, and they're now currently tracking them and going door to door hunting them down? Because I'm assuming they either gave them their address or they gave them their cell phone number, certainly their cell. So now ISIS is probably tracking them via their cell phone. And it's just a bad situation. I've never heard anything like this in the annals of American military history. 15 servicemen injured. So 13 dead and 15 injured. And it's funny because when you say 13 dead and 15 injured, it always sounds like, the injured will be okay. The injured doesn't even, compare to the dead. Well, how do you know how grievously those 13 injured are? Actually, those 15 injured are. For all you know, all of them have their faces burned off. For all you know, all of them have no arms and no legs. I mean, it could be a gruesome situation how grievously injured they are. You know, you're talking about a suicide bombing. You're talking about pieces of shrapnel flying through the air and cutting you to shreds. Cut your hand right off. Cut your ankle right off. Think about the bombing at the Boston Marathon. So, I mean, it's not like you can rest on the 13 dead and say, all right, But it could be 15 grievously injured, which is no different than 13 dead. Their lives are forever changed and forever ruined. And you could argue all the blood is on Biden's hands. There's no one else whose blood is on. Biden takes every single minute to blame Trump, blame Trump, blame Trump. It's unbelievable. He did it again today and blamed Trump. It's crazy. Donald Trump would have done the same thing I did. I ran for president of the United States in 2007, 2008. And back then I said we got to get out of Afghanistan. But I wouldn't have ordered the troops to come out before the American citizens. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. And I wouldn't have left all the equipment behind. Left them with attack helicopters and airplanes and bombers and bombs and tanks and guns and Hummers and, oh my gosh. This is just the biggest mistakes in the history of the American military and the American presidency. Hard to fathom all of it. Hard to fathom you pulled the troops out first. Hard to fathom you set a deadline that you agreed to with the Taliban. Hard to believe you put the Taliban in charge of security. Hard to believe you gave the names of the Americans who needed to get out to the Taliban to then hand it over to ISIS. And of course, again, when you say, well, you know, is Wayne right? Should we have handed security to the Taliban? I think I was proven right when two mass suicide bombs went off. Suicide bombers committed suicide and wound up killing 13 American servicemen and wounding 15. And those are just the numbers now. By the way, how many of those 15 wounded are going to wind up dead, passing? You know, they're working on now trying to save their lives, working feverishly. Maybe they're flying them to Germany as we speak, where they'll get expert care. Maybe they make it, maybe they don't. This is somebody's son, someone's daughter, who is trying to help people in a foreign land, people they don't know in a foreign land they know nothing about. Because that's the American way. Critical race theory, what a joke. America is the greatest country in world history. And this proves it, by the way. Everybody wants to get out of Afghanistan. Nobody wants to go into Afghanistan. They want to go to America. Why? Because we're a terrible country or a racist country? We're an evil country? What? It's ridiculous. This proves what a joke, what an absurd lie and fraud critical race theory is. Think about the lives of women and girls in Afghanistan. There are women who are 20 years old and have never known anything except American rule. And they probably shopped at American-type stores and bought American-style lipstick and makeup and American records and wore American clothes and American jewelry. And they went to school. And they didn't know anything about the way it was in the old days. And now they're back with the Taliban in charge, and it's going to be the Dark Ages. And women are going to be treated like cattle, like slaves, and in the dark at all times in those hijab things, in the heat of Afghanistan, never allowed to walk alone without a chaperone. I heard today the Taliban banned music. I kid you not, they banned music. And they go door to door, and they pick out your daughters, and they say, we're going to rape them. It's going to be my new wife. And they pick out a 9-year-old girl. Take her. This is what goes on in Afghanistan, but nobody knew about it for 20 years. People who were born, who are 20 now, were born 20 years ago. They know nothing but American rule. They have no wonder they're panicking. No wonder they're wading in hip-deep sewage outside the Kabul airport, and then the suicide bomber killed them. Can you imagine the shock on the faces of all these people right now? If the last American plane takes off and they're not on it, they're now trapped in Afghanistan with nowhere to go, and this is their life. Their daughter will be taken, or their daughter is taken. No women are allowed to be educated. And like I say, in the 120-degree heat, they're going to be walking around head to toe dressed in black with only their eyes peeking out. No more American music, no more American videos, no more American clothes. Life as they know it is over. They've just been plunged back to the dark ages. So don't tell me about America and critical race theory. Because America is the greatest nation in world history, and everybody wants to live like Americans or live in America. Every other country in the world sucks compared to America. It's like that old joke. Marriage is the worst institution in the world, except for all the others. No one yet has found something better that works better for people in marriage. Which is why every friend I've got that's divorced is getting remarried or got remarried. If marriage is so bad, why does everybody keep getting married? I mean, obviously it's not perfect because lots of people get divorced, but they all get remarried. So marriage is the worst institution in the world except for all the others. That's what I feel about America. That's why critical race theory is such a joke. America is the worst country in the world except for all the others. All the others are far worse. That's why everybody wants to come here. Everyone wants to escape for here. And the question is, how do you have a deadline? Biden doubles down on looming Afghan withdrawal, which means he's going to leave thousands of Americans and American friends behind. UK and Russia tipped off the U.S. on the Kabul attacks after Biden trusted Taliban for all security. Can you imagine how insane that is? We trusted the Taliban to provide the security. And that's why 13 Marines and Navy are dead, our boys. And that's why over 100 civilians were murdered in a pair of suicide bombings. And that's why there's so many injured, including 15 U.S. servicemen, probably grievously injured. U.S. officials were tipped off by U.K. and Russian intelligence before the bombings. So why did we get our people out of harm's way? We've turned security over to the Taliban terrorists. Who would turn security over to the Taliban terrorists? It just doesn't make any sense. Who would give them the names of all the Americans that need to get out and assume that they wouldn't be leaked to ISIS? So ISIS probably right now hunting down every American they could find. And when they take them hostage, they're going to hold them for ransom. I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Chekin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs, and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand, just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated, and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, more with War.
I got to tell you, my theory is, you know, it doesn't take trillions of dollars to buy the United States or the United States government. All it takes is a few key politicians. And so it's pretty cheap if you could destroy the United States by just buying off, you know, a million here and a million there, 10 million here and 20 million there. By the time you add it all up, maybe you spend a billion. You know, you could just give a $1 billion bribe to a bunch of key Democrats, to Nancy Pelosi, to Chuck Schumer, to the Biden family, to the Obama family, to the Kerry family, and a few other key Democrats, and that's it. Everybody else will follow, right? They all follow in Congress whatever Nancy Pelosi does, whatever Chuck Schumer tells them to do. And they follow the president, Joe Biden. So if you pay off a few key Democrats, you can own the whole country. And you could pay off a few governors. And by the time you're done, for a couple hundred million, you could own the country, maybe. But certainly for a billion. And that's what I believe is going on. China is winning World War III without firing a shot. They're destroying the U.S. and destroying the U.S. economy with all bad decisions and vaccine passports and mask mandates and bad decisions about COVID and lockdowns and open borders. These are all things that benefit China. And our decision in Afghanistan benefited China. They walk right in, they waltz in, and they own all the lithium. Why didn't we get the lithium? We're there 20 years. How can we be so stupid not to get the lithium? How about taking it on the way out the door? What the hell's the matter with us? So this article sums it up, in my opinion. Oregon Democrat Governor Kate Brown has long-standing ties to Chinese communist influence groups. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has participated in events sponsored by Chinese Communist Party propaganda groups flagged by the U.S. State Department for directly and malignly influencing American officials. The National Pulse revealed today. The unearthed Chinese Communist Party links follow Oregon Democrats calling for the cancellation of an upcoming event featuring the National Pulse's Raheem Kassam and Natalie Winters due to the site's promotion of China-centric conspiracy theories and toxic beliefs. So the Oregon Democrat Party is attempting to ban news reporters who understand that China's bribing everyone. At the same time that one of the party's most high-profile members, the governor, Kate Brown, recently established links to one of the regime's chief influence groups abroad. She has a long history of collaboration with groups tied to Beijing's United Front Work Department. And China's billion-dollar United Front effort aims to co-opt and neutralize sources of potential opposition to the policies and authority of its ruling Communist Party and influence foreign governments to take actions or adopt positions supportive of Beijing's preferred policies. This is what's going on, in my opinion, in the United States of America and in China and in Australia and in New Zealand, as an example. Because there's two countries that are locked down for no reason, with almost no cases of COVID in Australia, very low numbers, and compared to America, nothing, and literally nothing in New Zealand. One case of COVID, not one death, one case of COVID, and the Prime Minister shut the entire New Zealand down. It's almost as if all these politicians are on the take, and they've all collected millions from China to destroy their own economies in their own countries and wipe out their own middle class. It's almost as if. I would argue it is. That's exactly what's happening. This is a Chinese communist takeover of the United States and Australia and New Zealand. And I'm sure they've got England. I'm sure they've got Canada. Look at Canada. It's been under nonstop lockdown for the most part for a year and a half now. So Canada's as bad as Australia and New Zealand. But at least in Canada, a lot of people had COVID. In Australia, New Zealand, there's almost no COVID and almost no death. And they're closing entire economies and countries over this. I'm telling you, they're all bought off. A few million dollars, you can buy them off. This segment, by the way, sponsored by Patriot VPN. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. That's a service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Cyber criminals, government, even your own ISP, internet service provider, they all collect and use your private information without your knowledge. They all sell your internet history. They track it and sell it. But it's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. It only starts at only $6.95 a month. Use the code WAR and get 3 months free. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden addresses the nation and the world today after 12 U.S. troops were killed and 15 others seriously wounded in a terrorist explosion outside the Kabul airport. The president condemning the action with a firm message against the ones who did it.
To those who carried out this attack, as well as anyone who wishes America harm, know this: we will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
The Department of Health and Human Services reports more than 100,000 people were hospitalized with coronavirus infections on Wednesday. That's compared to fewer than 50,000 on the same date last year. Johns Hopkins University reporting 1,456 people died from COVID-19 on Wednesday as well. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is back. The Warriors with you. The Root's on fire. complete disaster. I think we can now say we have finally officially ended debate. We have found the worst president in America's history. I mean, this is the worst ever. I used to think it was either Jimmy Carter, Woodrow Wilson, or Barack Obama. And now I found the new winner by a landslide victory, Joe Biden. And, of course, Joe Biden isn't really the president. I believe it's Obama. You heard Alan West was on my show in hour number one. He agreed with me right away and said, you're right. Wayne's got it. Obama's the president. He is the real president. Even Alan West admits that. And he's ready for governor of the state of Texas. He was the chairman of the Republican Party in the state of Texas. He admits, Alan West, that Obama's the real president of the United States. So I guess before it was kind of a tie between Woodrow Wilson and Obama and Jimmy Carter, but now it's certainly Obama's the worst president ever, because that means Obama wins twice with Biden as the supporting cast. All right, we've got our guest, Sam Peters, with us. You got to laugh a little bit, because if you don't, you're going to cry. And I was crying earlier today when I saw that so many American boys had died, given their lives. And I knew that there'd be mothers and fathers around this country who know their kids are defending the Kabul airport, and how scared they are right now to get that phone call that it was their kid that died. U.S. Air Force Major, Bronze Star recipient, GOP candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District right now. Sam Peters is with us to get his reaction on what's going on in Afghanistan. Sam, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate you having me on.
Tough day. It's, tough day for guys in the military.
Yeah, it really is, Wayne. It was one of those. It's one of those days that you know it. No matter how much you know it's coming, you're just not prepared for it. And it's to wake up this morning and see what's going on. It's just been, spent a little extra time with my kids this morning before coming to the office, and just taking in the family time and trying to make sense of it all, and then watching it unfold, and then having this president, this shell of a man or person, just an utter buffoon on what is going on in the world, what he has done to America's presence in the world, the respect that the military has lost under his leadership, and just a laughing stock. And it's just sad. The military that's over there now, my prayers are out for them and their families, to get them out safe, and the American civilians that want to come home, prayers out to them to stay safe and avoid the Taliban and get back to America. But we got our work cut out for us, not only in this election cycle coming up, but if we survive to get there, we've got our work cut out for us to bring back America.
Well, Sam Peters, if we survive and you happen to win in CD4, you'd be Congressman Sam Peters, United States Congressman. Yeah. I assume you'd be very much in favor of an impeachment of the current President of the United States over what he has just accomplished, I guess is the right word, what he's just done to America, dereliction of duty. I think borders on treason what he's done.
Yeah, I called for his impeachment 2 weeks ago. I'll call for it again today. In fact, I did call for it today. He has blood on his hands. And again, I mentioned when I first started talking that you saw this day coming. I saw this day coming weeks and weeks ago when they gave up Bagram Air Base. That's where I was when I served in Afghanistan. I was at Bagram. It was
really
strategic. It was the strategic strong point of Afghanistan. And the day we woke up and we realized that we turned the lights off, we turned our backs on our partners and our allies, and we abandoned the high ground, the strategic high ground of the country. And I don't mean that, I don't mean that specifically. It was the high ground. It's the mountaintop. It's not the mountaintop geographically. It's a valley. But it was strategically the safest spot for us to be in Afghanistan. And to turn the lights off and give it up in the middle of the night, to retreat to go to the airport in Kabul, a city of 6 million people, and allow the Taliban to advance across that country in a time span of 48 hours, to surround your troops at the airport. This day was inevitable. From the day that they turned the lights off at Bagram, this was going to happen. and it did. And it's a damn shame. And Joe Biden is absolutely responsible for what happened today.
Yeah, I mean, you could compare this to Custer's last stand, right? It's inevitable. You're charging forward without the right information in Custer's last stand, and he stumbled his way into what he thought was, you know, I think he had 300 cavalry with him, and he, or 300 or 400 cavalry with him, and he thought he was attacking like 300 Indians, and he wound up in the middle of a big meeting of all the great Indian chiefs in America, and there were something like 5,000 Indians, and his 300 men were all shot, you know, shot with arrows and killed, and then he was killed. It was Custer's last stand, and he was the most decorated general in the entire United States at the time. He was the youngest general in the history of the Civil War. A lot of people don't know that. So he was a brilliant guy, but he made a big mistake, and I just can't get over. You know, I can see why the president, who's an idiot, Biden, who doesn't have his mind or his faculties, why he would be incompetent and make a terrible mistake. But where's the military leadership?
Yeah. Well, that's just it. That was going to be the distinction that I'd made between Custer's last stand and what you're seeing now. Custer was on the offense. He made a significant folly that cost him and his people's lives, but he was on the offense. We are cowering, and not we, the American, not the American people and not the people who are conservatives and certainly not the military that are on the ground. They're not cowering. The leadership out of the White House, the leadership that you mentioned, the military generals that are the Milley and the Secretary of Defense, what are they doing? I have the same question because it doesn't take, you know, as an officer in the Air Force, even as a lower grade officer, as a lieutenant and a captain, I received training on what to do in a strategic environment when you need to take the battlefield and the assets that you have at your charge, the things that you can do with those assets and how to coordinate among the different services to bring in the Marines, to bring in the Army, to bring in air cover overhead to make sure that you can get these people out. And the buffoonery that we're seeing in Afghanistan and the just, it's not even a mistake, Wayne. It's the things that they're doing. There is no other way to explain what is happening and what happened in Afghanistan for the last 2 weeks. There's no other way to explain this other than it's intentional. There is no way because there's not a military officer worth his salt that couldn't get out of this scenario right now. And the fact that we have 4,500 people, 13 of them who are dead, another 18 who are severely injured from a bombing this morning. The fact that that's happening and the military generals and the military might that we have, 2 weeks or a week ago, the Secretary of Defense said we don't have the capabilities to get out of this scenario. He should be fired immediately. There is a Secretary of Defense that announces to the world that we don't have the capability to get Americans out of a particular country. This is absurd. Absolutely absurd, and I'm not even going to apologize for being fired up about it. These guys are clowns.
Well, you know, listen, life is the most important thing in the world, right? So we have all these dead Americans, and God knows out of the injured, how many of them are severely, grievously injured and might die or are going to lose limbs, et cetera, et cetera. But let's talk about money for a minute. Because separate from lives, before we knew about the death, I've been predicting all week it was going to be massive death. It's going to be much more than this because there are 1,000 Americans being left behind, right?
It's not over.
Right, not over. No, we have Americans left behind. So, but think about who would leave $85 billion worth of military equipment on the ground? Who's ever done that in the history of America? Why would you do that? Seems to me that has to be purposeful treason. Who would leave $85 billion? That makes, did you know, I saw this stat was just stunning. The $85 billion equipment we left behind makes the Taliban army the 26th most powerful in the world.
Yeah, as long as if they know how to use it and the people that we've been training for the last 20 years, some of them that will know how to use it. And that's part of the scary part. To your question, who does that? Unfortunately, the United States has been funding our enemies and arming our enemies for a lot of years. We don't seem to learn what we're doing with our military might, the men and women who fight in these foreign wars, because we tend to have a history of giving our guns and our firepower to the enemy and having those guns turned around on us. But to do that, to do it to the extent of $85 billion is, again, it all goes back to this can't happen unless it's on purpose.
Right, and this headline is here right now, this moment. According to Fox News, Sam Peters, running for United States Congress, Republican in District CD4 here in the Las Vegas area of Nevada and throughout the state of Nevada. But the Biden administration is planning to cut bait and abandon Americans stranded in Afghanistan, according to Fox News, citing a confidential source who said that hundreds of ISIS-K fighters remain near the Kabul airport and attacks are likely to continue. So the military continues to depart the airport, almost a certainty that Americans will be left behind. Is this the most incredible thing you've ever heard in your life? Embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. It's turncoat. It's treasonous. It's this guy is, he has no other play at this point. He went on TV today and said he's going to, do a response at his time and when he wants to do it. The only response right now would be an absolute an initial expansion of the perimeter of Kabul with violence and destruction to push back any enemy that was in that corridor. Get the Americans that are close to the airport back to the airport, provide air cover at the same time, and get these people and get the military and the civilians out of there. They'll never do it.
Hey, Sam, we got to run. We're up against the break. Sam Peters, running for United States Congress, Nevada's District 4, U.S. Air Force Major, retired. Thank you, Sam. God bless. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee, friend of Wayne Allen Root, the amazing transformer, the man that changed his life, lost 25 pounds of visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of lean muscle, and hundreds of other war listeners from coast to coast have transformed their life, gotten off their diabetes, insulin, reversed high blood pressure, reversed many other illnesses, and you can too. And this month only, for war listeners, that's right, it's a 2-for-1. It's a BOGO! You have to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime offer to buy one, get one free. John and Chelsea Jubilee's transformation, the breakthrough science shared on the floor of the United Nations. Log on right now to EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by the Wayne Allen Root podcast, which is called War Raw. War Raw, if you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast. Now 7 days a week with the all-important weekend, best of the best version, where I play conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most important stories for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, Trump, and that big tall wall will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. I was just making a list, because this may be my column for tomorrow, my nationally syndicated column that comes out on Sunday, and it's called Treason. I'm going to name it Treason. At least that's the initial name. I just wrote it during the outline of it during the break. Who does this? There's another radio host in America that has a five-minute break and writes a column? Treason. So here's some questions I need answering. Who in their right mind would evacuate the military first when you leave Afghanistan, leaving the citizens undefended, unguarded, like fish in a barrel? Who would do that? Could you do that by mistake, or it's got to be done on purpose? Because no one could be that dumb. And who leaves $85 billion of military equipment on the ground, thereby making the Taliban the 26th biggest, most powerful military in the world with your taxpayer money? Who does that by mistake? Because it's impossible to do that. And who abandons, who literally abandons, as Sam Peters just said, former major United States Air Force, who abandons Bagram Air Force Base? Who does that when that's the one spot you've got of strategic advantage? Who does that by mistake? And who puts the Taliban, crazy, bloodthirsty, savage terrorists, in charge of our security? And who gives the list to the Taliban of Americans and our allies looking to get out at the airport? The very people they want to kill. And who leaves Americans behind? Who dares to say, we're getting out now and we'll leave Americans behind? So that they could be murdered, raped, and held hostage for ransom for hundreds of billions of dollars. Who does that? And who leaves on the Taliban's deadline? The Taliban said August 31st, and the two congressmen that visited in a secret visit the other day visited Afghanistan, one Democrat, one Republican, they both said, we couldn't even get everybody out by September 11th, let alone August 31st. Who goes along with the Taliban's deadline by mistake? I mean, this is treason. And why is the Taliban giving orders to the mighty U.S. of A.? Why would we listen to the Taliban? And who spends 20 years and I think $2.5 trillion in Afghanistan of taxpayer money and then leaves all the lithium and rare earth minerals for the Chinese? Who would do that? Who would be dumb enough to do that by mistake? And the answer is there's no mistakes here. No one is this dumb. No one is this dumb. Not even Joe Biden is this dumb. Even someone with dementia isn't this dumb. This is China. This is China calling the shots. China giving the orders. China runs the White House. Joe Biden is bought and sold by China. This is China winning World War III without firing a shot. Thanks to the most corrupt president in America's history. That's going to be my column this weekend, I think, unless something changes between now and tomorrow. It was going to be about all the lies of COVID, because the lies are multiplying so fast, it's incredible. You know, it's so hard to argue when the government says, everybody sick is unvaccinated, everybody hospitalized is unvaccinated, everybody dying is unvaccinated. What are you going to say? What does Wayne Root say? Do you assume the government would just make up statistics and lie? And I've been fighting this uphill battle, saying, yes, I believe they're lying. Because how many people do I know that, just personally, that have been vaccinated and have COVID? And how many people do I know, and how many of my fans have sent me stories of the people they know who were vaccinated and then quickly died from the vaccine? And they're telling us all the problems of the unvaccinated. I see the studies that say otherwise. Today a study came out. In England, two-thirds of the COVID deaths are vaccinated. But in America, you want me to believe everybody's unvaccinated who dies of COVID, really? Everybody who dies of COVID in America is unvaccinated. But in England, two-thirds, which is 66% of the deaths, are vaccinated. And wait a minute, in Nevada, Clark County, Nevada, Las Vegas, the latest numbers are out, and a majority of the people who died are vaccinated. Same as England. But they're trying to tell us, Fauci and the CDC and the White House and the Biden administration and Joe Biden himself keep trying to tell you and the media that everybody who dies is unvaccinated and the vaccine stops you from ever being seriously ill. Really? So how is it possible two-thirds of the people in England who died of COVID were vaccinated? And what number of people died from the vaccine? That's not even included in that number. And how come in Israel everybody's vaccinated, number one in the world, and they're having the most massive COVID outbreak? It doesn't work. It doesn't help. It's a failure. The COVID vaccine's a failure, but it's killing people on top of everything else. We'll be right back.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.